The King and Queen of England were received with high diplomatic fanfare this morning at the White House, day two of the royal visit.
This afternoon, King Charles became just the second monarch to address Congress. In this, the 250th anniversary of America declaring independence from the king's five times great-grandfather, it's King George III. Nick Schifrin reports.
Today at a rainy White House, there was pomp and pageantry, preening and praising. And after this military ceremony, the U.S.'s highest diplomatic honor, President Trump did what Brits do when things might get a little bit awkward. Talk about the weather.
What a beautiful British day this is.
President Trump really is the son of a Scot. And today recalled his mother's fondness for everything royal, especially a man Trump today called a blessing.
I also remember her saying very clearly, Charles, look, young Charles, he's so cute. It's my mother. My mother had a crush on Charles. Can you believe it? Amazing how, I wonder what she's thinking right now.
And President Trump celebrated what he called the free world forged together 80 years ago by President Franklin Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill.
That understanding of our nation's unique bond and role in history is the essence of our special relationship, and we hope it will always remain that way. This is not Winston Churchill that we're dealing with.
But it was only last month President Trump disparaged the special relationship after the UK declined U.S. requests to use British bases to attack Iran.
And I'm not, by the way, I'm not happy with the UK either.
And so today, a king who is officially apolitical met in the Oval Office with the bust of Churchill over the president's shoulder, flanked by both countries' top diplomats and officials. For a moment, the British government hopes can help reset the relationship. But European concern runs deeper. Today, the Financial Times published a February recording of British Ambassador to the U.S., Christian Turner, questioning just how much the U.K. can still rely on the U.S.
Special relationship is a phrase I try not to utter because it's quite nostalgic, it's quite backwards-looking, and it has a lot of sort of baggage about it. I think there is probably one country that has a special relationship with the United States, and that's probably Israel. When Europe can't just rely on a U.S. security umbrella. So the relationship will carry on if you want things special, but I see you turn out you get.
Different because President Trump's questioning European sovereignty and doubting the U.S.'s commitment to NATO has led to European doubts the U.S. will keep providing Europe security. Even if in a statement today, the British government called Turner's words, quote, private informal comments made to a group of UK high school students, they are certainly not any reflection of the UK government's position.
America's words carry weight and meaning, as they have since independence. The actions of this great nation matter even more.
And so this afternoon, for only the second time in almost exactly 250 years of separated history, a British monarch addressed a joint meeting of Congress with an appeal to unity.
Whatever our differences, whatever disagreements we may have, we stand united in our commitment to uphold democracy, to protect all our people from harm, and to salute the courage of those who daily risk their lives in the service of our countries.
That line, an echo of the first and before today only British monarch to address a joint session of Congress, Charles's mother, Queen Elizabeth II, 35 years ago.
The best progress is made when Europeans and Americans act in concert.
It is an era that is in many ways more volatile and more dangerous than the world to which my late mother spoke.
But even if in a soothing baritone, King Charles did not avoid drawing British distinction in his British way with the Trump administration.
We must also reflect on our shared responsibility to safeguard nature. That same unyielding resolve is needed for the defense of Ukraine and her most courageous people. We answered the call together, as our people have done so for more than a century, shoulder to shoulder.
But today, that implicit criticism did not dampen the president's riding royal coattails. The White House posting this photo with the caption, "Two Kings."
But what King Charles did not mention today, his brother, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, who has been stripped of his titles for his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and Epstein's victims. And the king will not meet those victims during this trip to the U.S. Today, the family of Virginia Giuffre, a victim of Epstein who died last year, said both the king and President Trump should have delivered a message that they stand with survivors. The king's lawyers told Representative Ro Khanna the king supported all victims of abuse, but because of ongoing police inquiries, he was unable to meet with those survivors.